Conservation officers with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources issued 7 trespassing citations over the weekend of March 21st and 22nd in the Hennifer Echo area of Summit County. Utah's wildlife and waterfowl management areas have always been protected, but DWR outreach manager Mark Hadley says the sensitive areas are experiencing more human pressure now as people are anxious to get outdoors.
But again, these areas are closed to protect wildlife. You know, we're encouraging people to not go onto these areas that are closed and to find some other places that they can go out and get outdoors and recreate. There's lots of other places that people can go.
Hadley says this time of year is critical for mule deer and migrating waterfowl. In Utah, mule deer are weakened by the winter, and it's difficult for them to find food. The wildlife management areas will open again on April 11th after the mule deer have transitioned out of winter range.
And then what's happening right now, they're transitioning from a diet of what's called browse, which is like bushes and twigs and things, to eating green grasses. And their digestive systems are really delicate this time of the year, and so it takes a little while for the digestive system to be able to pick up nutrients from the food that they're eating right now as they switch that diet. So that makes them even weaker.
It is also the peak of Utah's spring waterfowl migration. Some birds will stay in Utah and will begin nesting, so the waterfowl management areas are closed until August 1st.
We've got thousands and thousands and thousands of birds on our waterfowl management areas right now. And those birds need to not be disturbed this time of the year. They need to have a chance to just rest, a bit before they continue on with their migration north. And in some cases, some of these birds will just stay here. So they're actually starting their nesting activities right now, where they're picking out nest sites and things like that. So it's really important that they're not disturbed.
Hadley says the wildlife management parking areas are well marked and they will continue patrolling. Hadley understands the need to get outside, but he asks that it be done responsibly. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.